Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is November the 25th, Tuesday, 2014. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 45 and I'm going to be speaking about the future of English. I mean, English as a global language. Before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br if you want to make any suggestions for future episodes. And you can visit the webpage and add your email to the email list. Then you can subscribe and receive notifications every time there is a new episode out there. You can also follow us via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. So, I want to talk a little bit about the future of English as a global language today. There is a video that I like very much by David Crystal. If you go to YouTube, you can just search for David Crystal, English as a Global Language, and he explains why English has become a global language. He gives basically, I think, three or four reasons. One of them is economic power, military power, also cultural power. English being the language used in movies and now the language of sciences as well, so scientific power. Well, a question I get asked very often is whether Chinese will ever become a global language like English. Just because of the numbers, the number of speakers. And I like to say no, based on some of the content that I find on that video by David Crystal. Because English was always at the right place and at the right time. And Chinese has become, or is becoming important, but in a moment where English has already established very strong roots, and I don't think English will ever be surpassed in the number of speakers by any other language. So what I think that might happen in the future is that English might become a kind of second language for every citizen on Earth, and it might become like a second language for every one of us. But that doesn't mean that any other language will take the position that English has nowadays. So I think English will become this global language. And one consequence that we might see in the future is that the language spoken by native speakers might move away from the language spoken by non-native speakers. So we'll have a kind of global... There is a theory by Nourrier. Well, forgive my pronunciation, my French here, but I can't remember his first name. I know his last name is Nourrier. And he has a theory that there is a language which he calls globish. Basically, it's 2,000 words, if I'm not wrong, of basic English that are enough for people to communicate and to talk about just about everything. And his theory is that globish is not necessarily English. That the rules that we... The vocabulary, of course, it's a simplified version of English, but also the rules... we don't have to follow all the rules, the same rules that we have in English. And the level of complexity, it's totally different as well. So globish might become like a world language, while English will change and keep changing. And then this is my opinion. And somehow in the future it will be a different language. So Globish won't be one thing, like a second language or of every citizen on Earth. And English will keep changing. And like nowadays we have British and American English or even Australian English. So and they are, I have the feeling that they are in a way moving apart from one another. And so that process might keep happening. And maybe, I don't know, 500 years from now, maybe we have totally different languages. And even Globish might be a totally different language. So this is my opinion about the future of English. I think that the number of speakers of English will keep increasing. And there is no doubt about that. I think nowadays it's a world trend. I mean, everybody's studying English. Everybody's doing business in English. So there is no way back here, let's say. Now, what do you think? Do you think that Chinese will ever become a global language like English? Do you think any other language can take over? Take the position that English has nowadays as a global language? What do you think? Why do you think English became such a powerful language and such a widespread language? This is it for today. I hope you're learning something. I hope you enjoyed this short discussion about the future of English. See you next time. Bye!